KGST Fresno, la 1600 AM.
This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What's that feeling?
Hello, hello, welcome Fresno. This is Tua, your host, with my co-host Tua here. Yeah. At Multicultural 1600 AM here. Today's special guest speaker is Melissa Gonzalez. She has I've known her for quite a while now. We actually met at the DMV of all places. So, hey, you never know who you can meet while you're working at the DMV. But we have kept in touch throughout the years, and she has a powerful story that I just want everybody to have an opportunity to hear. And right now she is a health and wellness entrepreneur. She does many things as well. But hey, Melissa, go ahead and introduce yourself and let the world know who is Melissa.
Well, what's up, you guys? First of all, I want to thank you guys for having me. Obviously, my name's Melissa Gonzalez. I am a local hairstylist here in town, also lead a nutritionist organization. I moved here from Fremont when I was about 8 years old, so I'm a local pretty much. Went to Clovis East High School, all that good stuff.
No, that's good. That's good. So being local to here, you know, the Central Valley has kind of has its own ways of doing things. Tell me a little bit more about like your childhood growing up, or and then leading to your work experiences.
Honestly, my childhood was amazing. Like, I was I'll be the first one to say that I was extremely fortunate. And, you know, my parents, I have my mom, my dad, and then I have an amazing stepmom who, you know, thank God for her. She stepped up and was the mom she didn't have to be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just, normal childhood, always happy. I mean, my parents gave me everything. To me, that's normal. I don't know if that's normal for everyone. But, you know, I was very fortunate growing up, and my parents have always been extremely supportive with whatever it is I wanted to do.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. I mean, a couple shows ago, we were talking about with Tona, how important having that support structure, having the right people to just, you know, push you no matter what your dreams were, and not say you were too crazy or that's stupid or that's not gonna work. So having that is a blessing all on its own. So you're currently a hairstylist right now.
Yes.
Did you want to say anything about where you're working at, or maybe you can give a shout out to someone or invite people to come and check you out somewhere?
Heck yeah, I do. So I'm a hairstylist at Studio Bella Rouge. So if you guys need your hair done, holla at your girl. But shout out to Ellie, which is the owner of the salon. She has played a huge role in my life this past year and helped me grow as a person so much. Just personally and spiritually, I really don't know where I would be without her. And it's amazing how you don't know somebody and they can walk into your life and you feel like you've known them forever. And she's definitely played that role in my life. So I can't thank her enough.
Actually, I know Ali too.
Do you?
Yeah, when they first opened their business, is it by Bull over there, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
when they first opened their business, I did all the graphics for her business cards, her sign.
Oh my God, so
good. Window decals. So basically, I helped her set up her shop.
Oh my God, what a small world.
When you said Berlin Rouge, I said, oh, I did that business.
Yeah.
It's Fresno. I mean,
I think that's about maybe a good, I think like 5 or 6 years, no, at least 9 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, nine, 10 years ago. I know next year is going to be her 10th year.
Yeah, at least 10 years ago. I remember walking by and then seeing Allie like trying to put a decal on the window. And I said, you know what? I could do that for you.
Yeah.
So then I got her contact and then I did her graphics and business card designs and everything. So.
Oh my God, so cool. Yeah. What a small world.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh,
look at that. Hey, you know what? All the great people tend to hang around with the other great people. So.
I know, right?
You're coming full circle.
Yeah. So you're a hairstylist. Explain or elaborate a little bit some of the details as to, because a health and wellness is kind of it kind of segues into hairstyling, but in my mind I'm thinking, okay, hairstyling is more like fashionista stuff. So health and wellness, I know it's important. So how did you segue into that?
You know, when I was in high school, I don't know why my friends would ask me to cut their hair and it would be so crooked and so not good, but they would still come back. So I'm just like, what the heck? Like, you guys are crazy. So after high school, I was like, you know what? This is something I think I want to take on as a profession. So I slowly moved into it and got my license. And it actually took me about, I've been a hairstylist for 10 years. It took me 9 years to actually jump out on my own because crazy. Like, why? But it took me so long because I was just fighting this fear of constantly, I was so comfortable. And finally, when I met Ellie last year, she was just like, you're going to be fine. Just do it. So, you know, being a hairstylist, you make people feel good. You boost their confidence, and you're making them feel beautiful on the outside. And that's a lot of people struggle with how they feel on the inside. But once they get their hair done, mm-hmm. or even talking to somebody, usually my clients are with me anywhere from 1 hour to 6 hours, depending mm-hmm. on what they're getting.
Oh, wow, 6 hours.
Yeah. Chick-ching. But they really get... They feel so much better when they walk out, and mm-hmm. that's like the main goal of mine, is just making people feel beautiful, and that's why I stepped into health and wellness as well. Like, okay. It just coincides so well with each other. So I make people feel good on the inside and on the outside.
I kind of had a feeling you were gonna say that. You know, even just earlier today before the show, we were kind of joking around and I was like, you know, I don't have much hair left. And you're like, oh, you got plenty of hair. And I was already like, yeah.
There's plenty of hair for me to make money off of, yeah.
My chest is up a little bit higher. My shoulders are back a little bit more, you know. The little hunchback went away. So I just wanted to bring you on because, you know, I kind of know a little bit about what you went through and like kind of your life story. Of your some of your darker days and how you overcame that, and I think that part of Wisdom Wednesdays is you know, you sharing your story so that someone else who, you know, another woman or even a guy who finds themselves in a dark time can kind of dig themselves out like how you did and be sitting here and laughing and having fun with us on the radio. So whatever you want to share with us, I'm sure they would love to listen to your story.
Totally. I mean, it all started. I got into a relationship when I was 17 years old, and you know, everything was great, and you know, things started happening, and I won't get into too much detail with it, but my self-confidence was completely crushed so many times, and I didn't have any worth for myself, and I kept forgiving somebody over and over and over and over for something that they honestly weren't really sorry for, because when you apologize to somebody, mm-hmm. you don't do it again.
Yes.
So I just, you know, I finally, we ended it. And I mean, it was not amazing. I mean, there were parts, don't get me wrong, there were parts of the relationship that were very uplifting,
uh-huh.
but they were just moments, you know? Yeah. And the bad things that happened, they grew me. And, you know, I would always pray and say, God, if I'm not supposed to be with this person, tell me. And let me tell you, for 9 years, this guy told, you know, God told me 1,000 times, like, just leave, Melissa. But so finally, I got to a point where I was just like, you know what, if I don't make a change, like, I sat there bawling one night, and he actually told me, like, well, if I should be able to do whatever I want because I pay for everything. And I was very dependent on him. I was, you know, I've always been. And that's how I went from my dad's house when I was 17 to my ex-boyfriend's house. And I just, that was me. Like, I was extremely dependent. So when he said that, I just thought, like, oh, God, like, I broke down and I felt so helpless.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there that are feeling the same way and suffering in silence.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you guys that you can get out of anything, but you have to make that choice first. And you don't have to look at it as like this huge, big thing. You just got to think of like the first baby step, you know? And my first baby step, and it's funny, I actually stayed with him another 4 years after that. Yeah. But, you know, my first step on leaving was, okay, I got to leave. And I went home. I told my dad. And my dad said, all right, Melissa, come back home. So, yeah, I mean.
I think a lot of people hold on to those. Like you said, there's those moments of greatness, of amazingness.
No, totally.
And people hold on to that even when everything else is sour or going the wrong direction. People hold on to it and say, hey, if I just push a little bit harder, if I just do this more, or maybe that person will change, and you see the potential. So, like, you don't want to give up on yourself because you have invested so much of yourself, both emotionally, mentally, your time. And so I think that's why it's so hard. But as you have grown and found more understanding of yourself, it's more like, if they're going to change, they're going to change because of themselves, not because you're asking them, right?
And, you know, I was never in it. Like, I never expected him to change. Like, I did not for 1 second think, like, oh, he'll change for me. I never thought that. But I did hope that he would change. I guess you can, if that makes any sense.
Yes, definitely.
But, you know, but you have to change for yourself. You can't change for anybody else. Because if you're changing from somebody else, you're not being true to yourself.
Yes, I agree with that.
And, you know, I'm very big on making yourself happy first. And if you're not doing that, then, you know, it's time to self-reflect.
Yes, yes. And talking about self-reflecting, so if you reflected on your experiences from when you were 17 now, what was it? What made the most impact on you that you could say changed your perspective on life and said, you know what? I'm taking this baby step. This is the first one. It's scary, but I'm just going to do it.
It was the night I left. The night I left him. And I did not want to do it. Let me just tell you, it was really hard. But I had to tell myself, like, baby step, first thing, you know, leave, second step, deal with whatever emotions that are going to come. And, you know, with God's grace, I was able to do it. And I'm going to sit here and tell you guys, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life. Like, leaving somebody that you've been in love with for so long.
Yes.
That kind of took advantage of your love and took it for granted was very, very hard. But leaving it was hard, but it was harder for me to see myself live that same life for the rest of my life rather than feeling that way for another, couple months?
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry, not sorry.
Hey, you know what? That's the reason why I wanted to bring you onto the show, because there's a realness to your story. There's a realness to you. You're happy and bubbly, and that's the side I see of you. But when you talk to me about the darker days, you know, I know that, like you said, suffering, people are suffering in silence.
Yeah,
and that's
so many.
You know, on Facebook, right, we tend to see the best of people's lives, right? The vacations they go on, the new car they just bought, the new house they just moved into.
Yeah.
But we don't see the underlying bones in their closets per se. Mm-hmm. So it's good to share our stories so that anyone else who is out there kind of feeling the same way, say, should I go? Should I stay?
Leave.
Hey, if Melissa did it, you can do it.
No, totally. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're not meant to live small lives. No, we're not meant, God did not create us to, you know, be on this earth so we can just live so small. Like, he wants us to step out of our comfort zone. He wants us to grow. Like, when you have that fear, that's when you know that you need to do it. Like, regardless, like, do it however crazy people think you are, because I've been told I'm crazy so many times and I'm like, oh my God, thank you. It's a compliment to me.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being crazy, as long as you're the right crazy, right?
I guess so.
There's a good crazy and there's a not so good crazy. So let me ask you this before we go on our first break. If you could go back in time, and I know everybody thinks of this because I do sometimes, but would there have been anything that you would have done differently? Would Melissa 2020 go back to tell 17-year-old Melissa, what would you tell her?
If I could go back and tell myself something, honestly, to believe in myself, because I had so much self-doubt back then. And I mean, I'm still growing as a person. I mean, and I still have my limiting beliefs, but it would honestly to believe in yourself and dream big, because you're able to do anything. You don't need somebody by your side. I mean, you do need people by your side, but you don't need somebody to grow. You just have to want it.
Yeah. So do it for yourself first, and then find people to surround yourself with.
Absolutely.
Who has similar passions, who will support you, and just not be that anchor, that weight that is holding you down, suppressing you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, that's beautiful. And so I just want to say to everybody out there, anybody who's listening and who's suffering in silence, somebody who's wanting bigger things but are being told that they are crazy, well, come be crazy with us.
Yeah.
So we're going to go on our first break here. Thank you guys for listening to us here at Multicultural 1600 AM. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. Oh,
things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone.
Welcome back, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again here at Multicultural 1600 AM. You can tune in on the radio at 1600 AM or on their website, live streaming, multicultural1600am.com. You can also follow them on Instagram at multicultural_1600am or at multicultural1600am on Facebook. So this is Tu, your host here with my co-host Tua, and we're back with guest speaker Melissa Gonzalez.
Hello.
Tua, you had a question you wanted to ask Melissa before the break.
Bam,
so.
Bam, bam.
Melissa, are you single?
Just kidding.
Single but unavailable.
Anyways, the real question is that...
She's married to her passion right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Her passion?
Oh, okay. And my dog.
And your dog? That's good. That's good. Anyways, earlier you were talking about it was a hard time leaving your ex. There's always something that holds you back. And what was that one thing that holds you back that now you can go... Now you're here now in the present here that you can go back and say, it wasn't that bad. You know, you shouldn't have held on to that one thing.
Yeah. Honestly, he was we had a really good friendship, uh-huh. and we
basically got comfortable.
Yeah, we got comfortable. Yeah, and I mean, we laugh at the same things. You know, it's just yeah, it's being comfortable. But then it's like, okay, like you can't let those things outweigh all the bad things that have been happening.
So were you kind of afraid that you won't find somebody?
Oh yeah,
that in that kind of position where you'd be happy with
totally,
and that kind of kept you. You know, I'm gonna hold on to it, right?
Yeah, and I was just, I also didn't want to start over. Like I was like, oh my god, I don't want to have to start over with somebody new. You know, getting comfortable with somebody is always uncomfortable. So it's like I just didn't want to do like the starting over thing.
Would that be like one thing you could tell people that are in the same situation to not worry about that?
Or? Oh yeah, 100%. You know, if you're in one of these situations, what I had to constantly tell myself, like I said before, like I would pray and sit here and say, God, if I'm not supposed to be with this person, tell me. And, you know, he was telling me so many times. And finally, I got to a point where I was, you know, I told myself, could I live with this for the rest of my life? Or would it be harder for me to only spend a small amount of time being sad and depressed and getting over whatever I need to go, whatever I needed to get through. Mm-hmm. So, and then I also, through that time, instead of when I had left, instead of me thinking of all the good times that happened, mm-hmm. I thought of all the bad times. That way I'd be like, okay, no, like this is why I left. So I would mm-hmm. constantly remind myself of the bad things. And as hard as that is, it was what was the most helpful for me.
Did you kind of seek like a little group help, or you just did yourself and say, I'm gonna be disciplined, did it?
No, honestly, I just was super disciplined. I had a few friends that knew, but I'm very like to myself, uh-huh. and I don't like to share. Like my family had no idea what was really going on until we finally broke up.
Right?
Yeah, no, my
the whole world knows it now.
They know. But yeah, I was just very to myself, and that's why I am so open about it now, because I suffered by myself and mm-hmm. I did suffer in silence. So that's why I'm very open about it, because now I can also help people who are going through that, and they can reach out to me and feel comfortable because they know and they understand that I totally get what they're going through.
Yep. Yep. You can not only can you empathize with them, but you have walked the walk and you have climbed out of that rabbit hole yourself. It's kind of like, you know something is not right, but you just keep putting Band-Aids on it when you know you need to have surgery.
Right? Just amputate the arm. Forget the Band-Aids.
Yeah, just cut the arm off, but you just want to keep slapping on Band-Aids. It'll be okay tomorrow. It'll be better tomorrow if I just suck it up.
Yeah.
And that tends to usually, in my experiences at least, I'm not saying that nothing good ever can or ever come out of it. Every situation is different. So, mm-hmm. you know, you got to kind of come to your own conclusions there. But from my experiences, most of the stories that I hear from people, it never really leads to anything positive. It's more of Like it just makes you bitter inside, and then you feel like you're slowly dying, like by a thousand paper cuts.
Yeah, and you know, I understand what you're saying, but for me, like I totally, in every situation, no matter how bad it is or horrible it is, I always try to find a silver lining.
Yeah.
No matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, what was
that's a great
me leaving
to
him
have.
Going to do? Like, mm-hmm. guess what? Eventually, I'm probably going to be happy again. Like, what's the worst that can happen?
After you recover from the surgery, right?
right.
Just rip your heart out. Don't worry. You'll grow a new one.
Yeah. There's always, honest, there's always a good, something good will come out of every situation. And sometimes yes. it's harder to, you have to dig a lot deeper to find it, mm-hmm. but it's definitely there.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So, moving on to the present and going into the future now, I wanted to talk about, you know, some of the issues that are important to you as of today, and what you've gained as far as wisdom from your experiences, from the knowledge that you have accrued. I know that depression and anxiety, what you talked about mm-hmm. earlier, suffering in silence leading to depression, frustration leading to depression and anxiety, I mean that's on the rise, especially in our youth, not having that self-confidence within themselves.
Yeah.
You know, you said something when we were talking at our first meeting. You said, you know, you want to show people how to get their sexy back, that they are beautiful inside and out. So elaborate a little bit more about, talk about what you have and how you've bounced back in that aspect.
Yeah. So as we said earlier, I am a health and wellness entrepreneur. And it is so important for people to get the proper nutrition into their body, because if they don't, that's when, you know, anxiety kicks in, because it's a chemical imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And depression kicks in. If you're not feeding your body healthy food and healthy nutrition, that you're just going to kind of, you know, spiral downhill. And when you physically don't feel good, you will just what am I trying to say?
You when break you, down mentally
it,
as well.
Exactly. So it really affects your mental health. And like for me, like when I was going through the whole depression, I gained a lot of weight. And I went from like 120 to 143. So for me, that was a lot for me. And a lot of people told me like, oh, you didn't, you know, you looked fine. And I'm just like, no, but I didn't feel fine.
Yeah.
Like there's a difference.
Yeah.
And then once I dropped all my weight, like you just feel better. You get your confidence back. You start believing yourself. Mm-hmm. Your whole mindset changes. So that's like what me and the team are trying to accomplish, and we will do it. But you know, just helping people break through that glass.
Yes.
That they're putting over themselves.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a self-inflicted wound that they gotta realize.
Exactly. Like there's not this isn't it for you, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's not over.
Yep.
But if you say it's over, then sister, it's over. Like you just gotta believe in yourself. And like I said earlier, it's a baby step. Just take one step at a time.
Okay. That's beautiful. I mean, what would you say? I know you probably touched on it earlier, but what would you say was that pivotal moment or a series of events in your life that made you finally say, you know what, enough is enough, and I need to be my own change
yeah.
if anything good is going to come about this?
Yeah. So that happened actually last year.
Uh-huh.
So last year, January, my good friend Glory had reached out to me about this nutrition program. And it was so funny because I was like, okay, I'll just do it. I need to lose the weight. Like, what do I, you know, 30-day money-back guarantee. Like, what do I got to lose, you know? So I did it, and I told her, I want nothing to do with this business. Like, it's so funny, right? And she's like, yeah, Melissa, whatever. And so I started losing all the weight. And uh-huh. then I don't know what, you know, our products have adaptogens in it. So it makes your body help uh-huh. with natural stresses. Or it's nature's, what is it? Nature's answer to stresses. Okay. So, but it just makes you feel really good. And I always joke around, I'm like, I don't know what they put in this, but it makes you believe in yourself. Like you really do. So after that, I remember sitting in my car when I was at my last job, and I was at an hourly job, and I was sitting there and I was bawling my eyes out thinking like, mm-hmm. oh my God, like I can't live like this forever. And I can't, like, I can't be working for somebody else for the rest of my life. I don't want to build somebody else's dreams. Like, it's my turn to, you know, woman up and be, you know, be a boss.
Yeah.
So that day is it just really stuck to me. So finally, that's the next day. I tend to do things very just like spontaneous, apparently. I make really big decisions without thinking about it. And
but sometimes that's the best way to do it.
It works for me. Like, this is how I do it. And the next day I reached out to Ellie, and then there you go. Like, it's just ever since then, it's just, and then, you know, you surround yourself with these people. That is like so huge. Mm-hmm. Is that you, if you hang around, I'm sorry, but if you hang around losers, and chances are like you're a loser. Like, that sounds terrible, but it is what it is. Like, if you want to grow yourself, you need to be surrounding yourself with people who are wanting the same. You need to be surrounding yourself with people that are uplifting and positive. You hang around with negative people, that's all you're going to get in your life is negativity.
Energy is transferable.
Yes. And match energy for
energy. You learn through osmosis most of the time. That's how we learn, you know, by imitating, by absorbing. So, you know, my thing has always been, if you want to be a millionaire, well, you got to hang out with millionaires. Because if you hang around people making 50K a year, I mean, that's the extent of their knowledge. So, I mean, and again, everybody's a little bit different, but that's the general rule of thumb here. So that change with Ellie kind of was the catalyst for everything that's kind of happening now. You've lost the weight. You've gained your sexy back. Yeah. You got your confidence back. So, what message would you say to somebody out there who's on that border, who's about to jump off that cliff, but is holding on to that fear of the unknown? What would you say? Because I know your mindset is, you know what? This is a big decision. Screw it. I'm just going to jump and do it. But for somebody who's a little more reserved, what would you say? What would you like to say to them to kind of nudge them in the right direction?
Honestly, just to do it. Like, you got to have faith. I was listening to a sermon a few weeks ago, and it was Erwin McManus, and he had said, if you're living a life of the known, if you're in control of your own life, you're living a small life. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just got to jump out there and just live in the unknown. Like, I just planned on moving to Santa Monica. Guess what? I don't even know where I'm going to live. Like, I have no idea. I know that I'm going to work in a salon Monday and Tuesday, but it's like, it's the unknown. And that's where the growth starts, because you're never going to grow if you stay in a small little square.
I can attest to that bubble. I can attest to that so well. And if you got nowhere to live in Santa Monica, guess what? You can be a beach bum. I mean, you know, you could be one of those hot beach bums out there.
Just couch there for a while. That's good. You know,
hold up a sign and say,
free showers.
Free showers. There you go.
That's so good.
You ain't got to wear much clothes, so I mean, you know.
I just wash my hair at the salon. It's all good. Oh, it's so funny.
All right. All right. Well, we're going on to another break here. So it was a pleasure. And I'm having so much fun here. I love these tabletop discussions. I hope you guys are listening, and I hope you guys are learning. Anyone out there who finds themselves suffering in silence, no matter how big or small, I hope that this discussion is helping you, empower you, and inspire you to take that leap of faith, like Melissa said, and just totally. Do it. I mean, no one says it better than Nike, right? Just do it, you know, whatever you're thinking. So we'll be right back after this break. Thank you.
Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone.
Welcome back, Fresno. Welcome back, listeners. Here at Multicultural 1600 AM, this is Two, your host, with my co-host Tua over there.
Yep.
You guys may not be able to see it, but he is always hustling and working. He's over there on his phone working right now. And I'm like, Tua, stop working.
I'm working and listening to Melissa and Two. I'm going to jump in. The cool questions.
Yeah, but you know what? Hey, I love that mindset. It's like, you know what? We talk about time management and making the most efficient use of your time. And he's over there multitasking. So, no, man, I got nothing but love for you there, brother.
Yeah.
So, on the break, I was talking to Melissa. And we wanted to talk about this segment a little bit about personal growth and her experiences and what's led to that and what she's learned. You know, personal growth is a characteristic so undervalued these days. So we'll talk about why it's so important to invest in yourself. And part of that is taking risks, which you just have to if you're gonna grow. You know, you have to step out of your comfort zones. If you don't, you're just not gonna grow. I mean, you will still, but you know, you won't grow by those leaps and bounds as people always talk about. And Melissa was talking to me about her vision board and how she's gonna write her dog Diva and add two to that $1 million check. So
lucky
go
dog.
Ahead. This is a binding contract on air, okay?
So, starting my journey, so last year, like I said, I was in this really dark place, and it all started with a nutrition company. But before that, I really didn't see a future for myself, and I thought I was gonna live at my dad's house forever, and that was like heart-wrenching, because it's like, mm-hmm. God, how could you not believe in yourself?
Yeah.
And you know, God instills the belief within us, but we have to step up to it. And so it wasn't until Glory introduced me to this nutrition company. We met Emily Vavra, which is actually Yahoo's top 10 entrepreneurs this year.
Ooh.
So that's really amazing. And she's huge on vision boards. And vision boards, what they are is it's a board. And it has all your visions, all your goals, all your dreams that you want. Put them on your vision board. Put them up every single day and look at them, touch them, you know, and it'll happen. But you have to make it happen.
Yes.
And the reason for Diva being on my vision board, I had wrote myself out a $1 million check because I really want to retire my parents. And I don't think $1 million is going to do it because they're, you know, bougie, but I'm going to need a lot more, but it has to happen before Diva dies. So Diva's getting up there in age. So,
Diva's kind of in my situation. I'm kind of getting up there in age also. I only have a few good years left. So Melissa, Diva and I, we need you to hurry it up. Okay?
Yeah.
Put a pep in that step.
Right.
I'm waiting for that $1 million check.
All it needs is like 10%.
Yes, Tua, as my agent, he's going to get his 10% cut. 10%. So we're all working together. Esmeralda's over here. I mean, she deserves a cut too, right, Esmeralda?
Sure does.
10% too.
I'm going to need a lot more.
So part of that journey in life, part of growing personally, is taking risks.
Yeah.
What from the knowledge and the wisdom you have gained to the understandings you have of yourself now compared to when you were 17, what insights would you be able to share with somebody, say, hey, who's thinking of, say, I kind of want to do it, I really want to do it, but I'm so fearful of the risks that is involved?
Do it. You know, when we're fearful, and trust me, I still have my fears that I'm working through. We all do.
We all do.
But it's the enemy getting into your head, mm-hmm. trying to keep you from your purpose. Like right when it's so funny, right when something bad happens, that's because something really, really amazing is going to happen.
I believe that.
But you got to leap over that. You got to find your way through it and have faith and know that it's going to be okay, but you got to get through this first.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anybody's out there that's fearful of making the jump or, you know, whatever it is that you want, you can have anything you want, anything you desire. You can make your dreams come true, but you have to do it. And you know what? Do it with fear. Like, it's just what it is.
The fear never goes away,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But
you just have to learn how to control it, mm-hmm. how to overstep it,
and not
let it lead you and you lead it, yep. Right?
You say, I don't think so. I'm going to do it anyway.
But yeah. So many people are afraid to take risks. Because maybe they don't have that support system or they don't have that foundation where they can rely upon. You talked a little bit about your faith and how that is able to guide you and how you can believe in yourself and just go for it. Like you said, just do it. But we also talked about how you can only go so far by yourself and you need people around you. So who are your mentors, if you want to give a shout out to them, and what impact have they made on you?
Well, obviously my parents for sure. Mm-hmm. Like they supported me through everything that I've done. Even with this nutrition business, they're always there. Like, what do you need? Do you need this? Do you need that? So they've been 100%. Like, I look up to them so much. And then obviously Emily Vavra, and also Hayden Vavra, they've completely have changed the game. They've helped hundreds of thousands of people of making an extra income and paying off their student loans, and it's a beautiful thing to see people that don't need to work anymore, and they're doing it. They're still doing the do because they truly care.
Yeah, they have a different purpose
exactly.
for working now, other
exactly.
than monetary gains.
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, kudos to those people.
Yeah,
so
amazing.
They sound like amazing people. Hopefully, when I come down to Santa Monica, whether you have a house or not, hey, if we got to pitch a bonfire by the beach because you're still a beach bum by then,
right?
Hey, you know what? we'll come down there.
Perfect.
My kids love Santa Monica Beach anyways. They love the boardwalk. There's plenty to do down there, so it's a beautiful place. As you have grown personally from the wisdom that you have gained from all of your life experiences, both personal, from work experiences, and from your business undertakings, now that you have that a much better understanding of who you are, what your visions are, where you want to go, like you talked about your vision board and how that affects you,
mm-hmm.
Can you give someone, anyone out there who's kind of just looking for that insight, to kind of, like you said, using your vision board to guide you, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
A baller. Honestly, okay. I see a huge team of people who want to help and service others and uplift them and bring people out of their darkest times and lift them up and show them that there is a life for them, even when they don't feel like there's a life for themselves. So it's believe in people, and even when they don't believe in themselves. And,
yeah, so you want to be that. You want to be that their support system.
Absolutely.
The cases that they have no one else to rely
yes,
upon.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, no, that's a beautiful. That's a beautiful aspiration.
So being a baller, your goal. What? Because you know, there's always a reason why you want to be a baller. Is there a reason why you want to be a baller, to prove something wrong, or you want to prove to somebody, or
no,
or just
it's
for
not.
Self, or?
It's you know, I mean, obviously, money can be stressful. If you don't, if you have a lack of money, you're going to be probably really stressed out.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, just growing up, I always tell my dad, I'm like, Dad, thanks for like painting this great life for me. Now I have to give it to myself. But, you know, growing up, like I said, I was so comfortable. And, you know, I really like my goal is the reason why I want to be a millionaire is obviously because I want to be, you know, comfortable. I want to live comfortably. I want to live on my own terms. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to go to work for a boss to tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to work the rest of my life. And that sounds silly, but it's, you know, well, nobody wants to work the rest of them.
Are you the oldest?
Oh, no, I'm the baby.
You're the baby?
Yeah.
And being in business here, did you make your siblings and your parents taste your health products? Or?
Oh, no, my parents take it, yes.
They take it?
100%, yes.
Oh, okay.
Going back to that, it's it's my main goal, my why that pushes me forward is I want to give my parents the life that they gave me.
Yeah.
That's what's pushing me forward. Because if you don't have a deep why as to what's pushing you, like you're not going to reach your goal.
Yeah. If money is your only motivation, exactly. When you have that money, like what else then?
Yeah.
Right. So there has to be a purpose for attaining that baller status.
Yeah. Right. That's why I need a lot because my dad's bougie.
So that why is your commitment to the process, right?
Yes, completely.
Okay. Was there a time where you're like, oh man, I want to give up because this process is just too hard?
Yeah.
And that why comes in, it kind of changes your mind?
Yeah. Or? You know, it's so funny. Actually, just yesterday, mm-hmm. I had one of those mornings where I was just like, oh, like, do I really want to do this? Am I doing it right? And you just kind of have that self-doubt, and that's the enemy getting in mm-hmm. your head. And mm-hmm. honestly, I popped on a sermon and I just listened to it. I felt mm-hmm. so much better. You feed yourself proper nutrition, you go out and do things, you get yourself ready, and you will feel so much better. And I just, like, my whole perspective changed for the day.
Food for the soul too, right? Mm-hmm. You can't forget
absolutely.
That. So as we are about to end this, for people who don't know what the heck a vision board is, you kind of went into it, but so what do I need to do to start? I mean, is it a piece of paper? Is it a napkin? Is it a whiteboard? What do you use, and what should people be doing?
I honestly went to the dollar store and just got like a board there.
They sell everything at the dollar store.
Right? you don't even have to, you know, just put your goals up somewhere. Like it doesn't have to be all fancy. You can even write them down, but as long as you see them every day, because it's a reminder.
It makes it real.
It does. It makes it very real. When I wrote out that $1 million check, I was shaking. It was scary. I was like, oh man, this is for real. But yeah, don't make it all bougie. I mean, I made mine bougie. But, you know, it can just put it up. That way you can see it. That way you can envision it and touch it and make it real.
Yep.
So,
yep. Perception becomes reality. Mm-hmm. So, well, guys, this is our time. I want to thank our special guest, Melissa Gonzalez, for being such a cool, empowered, inspiring lady.
Oh, thank you.
She is single but not available. So you guys can follow her at
Melly G. So MellyGeeE and on Instagram.
Yep. And so if you guys are looking to get in shape, you guys are looking to feel better about yourself, boost a little bit of confidence, you know, start with the outside, mm-hmm. work on the inside, work mm-hmm. on the inside to have it reflect on the outside, whatever your goals are, reach out to her. I'm sure she can help you in that aspect. She's helped a lot of people. She inspires me. She emboldens me to keep moving, to keep pushing and doing what I'm doing. My co-host Tua over there is being silent because he is still working on his
still
phone.
Still working.
Every day. But we thank you from the bottom of all our hearts. Melissa, it was a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
No, it was our pleasure. And thank you, Multicultural 1600 AM, for allowing us to do this. Until next time.
Till next week.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Maybe you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Just me, myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over.
This was a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM.